and you're killing me. You're fucking killing me. Literally, this is the worst thing I've ever done.
Greetings, salutations, welcome to another episode of Drunk Flicks. This is episode 5, Addendum, in which I continue the conversation with guest Tony Beard and audience member Eric. Topics range from movies to lifestyle choices and everything in between. Now, just to give you a heads up, at a couple points, it may seem like the conversation just jumps forward to something else, and that's one, partially because we were very drunk on bourbon and beer, but also because the way everything got edited together, it is kind of just like conversation followed by conversation. We're going to start off right at the bat talking about a high school movie we made called Huck Finn, which was meant to be a version of the Mark Twain book, as if Quentin Tarantino made it. And now, on with the show.
I will give you that. You did rewrite that ending, and but here's the thing. I was so unegotistical that I gave it to you.
What was your ending, though?
I don't remember. I don't have it anymore. It's gone. It was. I'm sure it was somewhat, it just is violent, but yours was better. Because I went with it. Because, like I said, I'm unegotistical.
It was a Tarantino type ending.
Yeah, it was something similar, but you had the great ending of, like, so earlier in the student film, you show up and you're kind of like a henchman of Huck Finn, right? And you had the idea of, like, what if this guy was just like a psychopath? What if this guy was just a maniac and he showed up at the end of the movie and just started blowing people away? And I was like, Phil!
Easy.
VHS tape, get it.
When you're in high school, what is the easiest thing?
Dude, the most fucked up thing about the whole Huck Finn thing was, or the hardest thing to film was out at Tony's parents.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
The deck. Fool, the Waffle House. Like, that was so fucking hard to film because we just fucking cracked up. Every time.
Okay, well, let me say this because I probably will actually include this in the actual fucking cut.
Can we not do that?
Fuck the. You know what? Go see. What was the movie called?
Batman versus Superman.
The movie we're supposedly talking about.
Oh, Enemy.
The Enemy. Go see The Enemy with Jake Gyllenhaal. Download it, whatever, rent it.
No, we're still going to talk about this shit.
Okay, I know, but sideswipe. So in high school, we made a movie called Huck Finn. I directed, wrote it, blah, 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 because I'm, you know, awesome. And, you know, you were just like you're talking about.
Please do not encourage people to see that.
I wish I had the... I was a
white dude playing a black dude.
I got an A+.
Yeah, okay.
You were a dude playing another dude that was black, but you're not black. And you were in your dad's garage. You were in your dad's garage where there was a big fucking Confederate flag. But we didn't realize it. That was the great thing.
No,
I didn't when we were recording it. You did. Me and Aaron, I don't think, like, it fucking hit us that.
Aaron knew.
Okay, well, I didn't know. I was innocent. But you know what? I'm going to be honest with you. Even if I knew, still would have filmed that shit.
This is Terry Gross, and you're listening to Fresh Air. You really want to talk about Batman versus Superman, don't you?
Talk whatever. I'm Michael.
You really want to talk about it. Michael Bay is a child.
I am.
Fucking... Zack Snyder is more of a child.
I don't watch wrestling. I am Michael Metatron. You are
Anthony Beard.
We're talking movies.
We'll talk about movies.
We're gonna create a podcast.
This is going to be the podcast, isn't it? Right now. What's happening right now is going to be the podcast.
Sure. With our audience.
Tobar McGrubbins.
The family of Eric's Grays.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
All right. I'm good.
So
let's talk about movies.
Hey, Tony Beard.
Yeah.
What movie have you seen recently?
I saw I saw The Witch. Recently,
I saw The Witch too.
I love The Witch.
It was excellent.
I don't know why we're doing that.
I give it a 4 out of 5 stars.
I'll give it 5 out of 5.
I'm gonna be honest with you.
We just got serious real quick right there.
So I went on a date to see the witch.
Did you? Okay. This is going to be really good.
And so we're at Baxter because that's the only place showing it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And I believe in honesty. And so we're like halfway through this movie.
And you don't have to be honest with the world. You just have to be honest with the person that you're talking to.
I'm honest,
man. Right. Absolute.
This is my podcast, man. I don't believe in holding back. I don't believe in like restraining.
Absolute.
I'm not going to like tell the audience that something happened that didn't happen, and I'm not going to tell them that something didn't happen that happened.
Can we just
exactly? So I'm at Baxter watching this movie. We will. Hold on. I'm at Baxter watching this movie.
Because apparently that's not what this podcast is about.
I'm at Baxter.
Movies are the last thing that this podcast is meant to talk about.
I'm at Baxter, and I'm like, okay, I like this movie because it's a slow burn. Right?
Yeah.
It doesn't hit you right at the beginning with like witches and black magic and goats and, you know, incest and whatever. It's a slow burn. So I'm watching this movie, and let's say it's like 2 hours in. Two-hour movie. I don't know what it is.
But it does hit you with all of those things.
It does hit you with all those things.
And you'll love it.
I did love it, but I need to see it again because here's the problem. So about 45 minutes of the movie, I'm on a date, like I said. And let's just say things go haywire, okay? She gets a little frisky.
Okay.
In the movie there. I'm a gentleman.
During the witch.
She goes haywire.
Things go haywire.
As somebody that's seen this movie, anybody that gets frisky turned on by things
after,
that I would not even want to imagine.
When the daughter is out with the little baby and the baby disappears after that.
Like, that's when it happens.
Right after that. Things go.
His look things, of shock.
Things go. Things go haywire.
Who are these women that you know?
And how can I meet them?
Well,
I'll tell you. OkCupid. That's
right. Oh, I thought you were going to say fucking audible.com.
Audible.com.
The official sponsor of Netflix.
That's where you can meet the women who like.
But anyway,
fucked up.
But it, like, let's listen. Okay, the end of the story. All right, so you get it. She gets frisky with you at the witch.
She gets frisky.
That's not even appropriate. You're just pressing buttons.
Anyway,
you're not a shock jock. You're just pressing buttons.
That's what they do, though.
No, like that.
Well,
some,
actually, that
like
is what
some,
they,
a lot they, of them are like if they make a fart joke, they press the. The button on the thing.
But here's the problem.
He's just pressing random buttons.
It's a flash player. Sometimes it doesn't work.
It doesn't work 90% of the time. You press like 5 buttons and it hasn't done anything. Anyway, you went to see the witch with this girl.
I'm not connected all of a sudden.
Okay, she got frisky. Honestly, be like Michael Tom's like
I'm gonna you know what? Let's get real. Shock jock is over. Let's break this down.
This should be Michael Tom's.
Let's get Gonzo here.
Sexual escapades cast.
So,
because we're not going to talk about movies at all.
We're at the fucking witch. Blam blam blam. Things go haywire.
So you didn't watch the movie?
No, I did, but I was a little distracted.
A little
distracted. I was like, you know,
for 70, 2 or
30
minutes.
Last 30 minutes of the movie, I was a little distracted, but I liked it.
Okay.
But I need to see it again.
Okay,
obviously.
Yeah. All right.
I'll tell you what I did like. I liked that it was a slow burn.
Yeah.
I liked that it didn't jump to conclusions. I like that it never really exactly like pinpointed who the witch is.
Yeah.
Right? Am I right?
No. because she's not.
I mean, at the end, she like embrace. Spoiler alert. I'm not going to say who she is, but she embraces it. But
it's not a spoiler because she doesn't like. It's not the scene with what is it, Black Phillip, that happens.
Whoa, that's racist.
No, like that's the character's name, Black Phillip.
There's a Black Phillip.
Take that out.
There's a white Phillip.
There's a white. There's a white Phillip.
I'm hoping that your readers take that out of context.
We'll see.
And by readers, I mean listeners.
And by listeners, I mean whoever.
Nobody.
You know, because the schoolroom of editors that I hire to edit this podcast will decide what's
probably illegal. That's probably illegal because they're underage.
You know that monkeys they give blowjobs.
Monkeys give blowjobs.
Monkey blowjobs.
They give monkey blowjobs.
All right, we're still talking. All right,
we're only like 0.5% chromosomes apart.
We're going to another movie now with the witch.
Which I give 3 out of 5 stars.
3 out of 5 stars.
3 out of 5 stars.
For me,
say go see it.
4.5 out of 5 stars.
You know what? I'm not going to even disagree with you. My perception, cluttered.
Obviously.
Episode 5.B is brought to you by Disney.
Disney.
latest.
I would love.
Disney. Beauty and the Beast. Fresh from the Disney vault.
Mm-hmm.
Tales of the Time. Sort of about a rape.
A tale as old as time. If you lock a girl up for long enough, she will love you.
Beauty and the Beast. Okay, so.
It's a bad
Disney
message.
That movie is fucked up. You've seen the movie.
Fucking Disney movies are fucked up.
Well, that one's even more fucked up. Audience, have you seen Beauty and the Beast?
Yes. Yes, okay. Absolutely.
And guess.
Fucking Little Mermaid is and guess, more fucked up.
Right, and guess you've seen Beauty and the Beast. Yes. Yeah. Let's recap Beauty and the Beast for a second.
Why are we talking about Beauty and the Beast, though?
Because Gaston is a hero.
He's not insane.
Well,
I'll give him that.
Well, by Disney standards, that's a hero.
Yeah.
Okay, so being in the movie, when you wander around town, Gaston is like, hey, I want to get with you. I want to make you an honest woman. But she's not into it. That's fine. He doesn't like trap her. He doesn't try to force her, whatever. Fast forward. Ends up at this castle, fucking spooky fucking clocks and candelabras, and they come to life.
Fucking spooky. Spooky.
Spooky, yeah. It's not spooky?
No.
Totally spooky. Come on.
Talking candlesticks are a little bit spooky.
Come on.
No, man.
Totally spooky.
It's for my child.
But I'm going to call you on this.
It may be from your childhood.
I'm going to call you on this because Crack.com did this episode.
Totally.
Like what we're doing right now, Crack.com, dude.
This episode brought to you by
Crack.com.
What's more fucked up is the fucking Disney shit with fucking Little Mermaid.
Well, yeah, because Little Mermaid was quasi-rape.
Yeah. We shouldn't talk.
Like, if Little Mermaid was like a quarter rape, like Beauty and the Beast was an eighth rape.
Are you saying that like people that are mute, like it's always rape?
Yeah. Audience, are you saying that if someone can't speak, is it automatic?
No, motherfucker. I'm saying
because she can air traffic control, right?
Bitch, cut her fucking hair with a fork. Like.
Okay, I wanna point out. Opinions of audience
are not necessarily representative
of
Drunkflix or our sponsor, Audible.com.
Drunkflix brought to you by Audible.com, home of 180,000 free audiobooks.
That's a lot. That is a lot of
audibletrial.com/audible.com. audibletrial.com/audio.
Drunkflix. Jesus Christ, I know the title of your podcast and you don't.
Wow.
All right.
That's some music, huh? There we go. Okay, let's say you go to your local watering hole, and you're there, you're about, like, you know, a few shots in, maybe even you're 4 fingers in with some whiskey, right?
Yeah.
And you're feeling pretty good.
Okay, so
I'm
mildly buzzed.
Okay, let's say you're 8 fingers in.
Okay.
You're 8 fingers in on some whiskey. You look down at the bar. Well, hold on, I need some more music. That's not music. Hold on.
That's not even noise.
There we go. You're 8 fingers in on some whiskey, right? And you look down at the bar and you see this girl. And this is perfect. And you see some girl and she's like fucking of your scale. If you were scaling chicks, of your scale, like 9 out of 10.
Okay.
And she looks down at you. She's like, whoa, I think you're in a band that I like. To cut back to earlier.
Yeah.
I think you're in a band that I like. And you start talking. And instead of like.
The music stopped.
Well, because it's short. It's just like a flash thing.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Oh God, this is the worst podcast.
I hate you, Flash. No wonder Apple hates you. There we go.
Is
Audible.com. Yes.
With Apple
at all. No, unfortunately not.
Audible.com.
So, okay. So, 9 out of 10 on your scale. If, like, you're, like, you name a chick. You look down, and she looks at you. She's like, you look like a dude. You look like a dude that I saw at the Electric Cowboy 2 weeks ago. And you're like, you know what? No, I'm not. But she'd be hot. She's 9 out of 10. I'm going to pretend.
You're like,
I'm going to farce this.
Dude.
Right.
Yeah.
So you start talking to her, man. You fucking drink another 4 or 8, you know, fingers of whiskey. She drinks, you know, 8 fingers of whiskey.
And then there are,
you guys,
4 or 8
go back.
Fingers involved,
right? Yeah. And you go back to here.
Fisting,
right?
Brought to
you.
You
bring
by
her back
Audible.
To here. You kick the cat out of your room. You're like, okay, time to get down, right?
Yeah.
You start doing it. She goes down on you. Pulls your pants down. Fucking start sucking your dick. It's the best fucking blowjob you got in your life, right?
You pull her pants down. She has a dick.
She pulls her pants down and starts, and she's got a dick. What do you do?
Number one, only 4 drinks in, I would have noticed a fucking Adam's apple with mayonnaise.
No. She doesn't have one. She's full, like, hormone. She's, like, full chick.
Motherfucker, you can't get rid of an Adam's apple.
You can't. I've seen it. I've actually seen it in person. You can get rid of an Adam's apple.
Okay.
Well, let's clarify. I've not gotten a blowjob from a tranny, but I have seen it in person.
Somebody get a blowjob.
I know, like, 6 gay dudes, and they all have tranny friends, so I've seen them in person. And I dated a girl that loved to go to play, so I've seen fucking many of them. So, anyway, scenario is, you didn't know.
This scenario brought to you by
Audible.com. You didn't know, sucking your dick, bam, pulls out, you look down, she's fucking jerking a tiny little hormone dick. What do you do?
Oh shit!
That's the scenario.
That is a scenario I would never be in.
Brought to you.
That's
and
not
I
the
will
question.
Tell you why?
Okay. Go.
Because
you don't take chicks home from Jack's, right?
Or any bar.
Number one.
Okay. Well, I do. I do, and I will tell you my answer because I'm okay with my sexuality. I would let her give me a blowjob.
Well, she already did.
Already done.
Right. It's already done. I would let it play out.
So you're going to
I would let it play out and be like, oh, I'm done. I'm tired. I got to go to bed.
Well, can we snuggle?
Give me your phone number. I'll give you a call. And that's it.
Why you got to lie to the tranny?
I'm not lying. In the moment, I'm like, I'll give it. She's
totally lying.
In the moment, I'm like, that was a good blowjob. I'll give her a call.
Oh.
As long as it's.
Now somebody's going to be
experiencing. In the moment, I'm like, that was like the best blowjob I've ever gotten in my life because she knows what she's dealing with. And I'm like, I'll give you a call. And then she goes home. And then the next day, I'm ashamed.
No, you're not.
I'm not ashamed. I'm like, whatever. I got a blowjob. But I'm not going to call her again.
So you lied.
Because if I call her.
Well, no, I mean.
In the moment, I didn't lie.
I think it's better to be honest.
No. In the moment, I questioned my sexuality. I said, this feels good. What do I know? She's giving me a blowjob. She's got a cock. It feels good. What? Maybe I need to question my sexuality.
No, it's
but then I ruminate
fucking,
on it.
No, it's because fucking dudes know what fucking dudes want.
Right, exactly. And that's what I'm saying. I ruminate on it and I think, but do I want to give a blowjob? No.
I have heard
because
on,
I love pussy. I love how pussy tastes.
I have heard on good authority. On good authority.
Good authority.
Yeah. Meaning Reddit.
I've had a good authority.
I heard on good authority people. It was like, you know, people who can suck your own dick. You know?
Right. But you don't just do that all the time.
What's that like? And it's like, they're like, it's more like you're sucking dick instead of actually getting your dick sucked.
Right.
Yeah. Well, you know.
It's like slightly, I would imagine, I don't know, I don't have like a 12-inch penis, but I'd imagine.
You don't?
I do not, unfortunately.
Oh, well.
Actually, I'm kind of glad, because
it's more about flexibility.
Jesus fucking Christ, Mike. All I want to do is talk about movies.
We're talking about movies.
We're not talking about shit. We haven't talked about shit for the past 4 hours.
Where was it?
And we're drunk as hell, and all I want to do is talk about movies.
This podcast is not brought to you by
Founders All Day IPA. I already know what he's drinking. I'm drinking fucking a Terrapin Mosaic India Pale Ale. Fine. Great.
But I'm not.
Can we talk about fucking movies?
Right.
It doesn't even matter what movie it is, as long as we talk about it, because the name of your podcast is Drunk Flicks.
Let's pick a movie. You ready? We're going to pick a movie.
You know, you're going to say something, and then I'm going to respond to it, and then it's not going to be a movie.
We're
going to
pick a movie. Pee-wee's Playhouse. No, wait, hold on. Pee-wee's Big Adventure. There we go.
Okay.
That's the movie.
We can talk about Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
The greatest movie?
It's been a long time since I've seen that movie.
Great movie or the greatest movie?
Great movie.
Have you seen the new one on Netflix?
No, I have not.
Pee-wee's Big Holiday?
Well, I didn't see it because I was not a fan of Pee-wee's Big Adventure. Or Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Oh, well, then you certainly will not.
Yeah. Like, yeah, it's not. I'm not a big fan of the character Pee-wee Herman in general.
What did you not like about Pee-wee's Big Adventure?
I didn't dislike anything.
Did you not like
it, really?
the Danny Elfman?
No, I honestly thought and I have to review this movie as a kid because that's the last time I watched that movie.
Right.
It's the last time I watched.
I just watched it at 3 p.m. today.
That's okay, why I so that's why we're talking about it.
Because I finished, because I had about 3 hours of sleep.
Yeah.
And then I decided I can't go to sleep because I got to go to fucking Zombie Jesus Day.
Okay.
So I was like, what I got to do to stay awake? So I put Pee-wee's Big Holiday on. I finished that because I'd already watched part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Pee-wee's Big Holiday went off. And
well,
I was
it's
like,
pretty good.
It's weird as shit, which is what I wanted.
Yeah.
It's even more weird than Big Adventure or Playhouse.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, so I finished.
Well, at least we're talking about films that are relevant.
Right, exactly. So, finished that. I would say if you like the previous Pee-wee movie, I would say go see it. Finished that, and I was like, well, shit, I gotta fucking do something to keep me awake, because I got shit to do today, gotta go to Zombie Jesus Day, gotta fucking do this, motherfucker.
You didn't have to. Honestly, I think we should postpone this till other time.
Here's the thing, you don't understand.
We have not talked about a movie for five hours.
With great power comes great responsibility.
That's not a real word.
And that's what this podcast is all about.
I want everybody viewing this, listening to this podcast, viewing. Exactly. Like, this proves my point. I want everybody listening. I want everybody listening to the podcast to understand that I am drunk. This is a drunk cast.
Let me ask you a question. Can you do any impressions?
Can I do any impressions?
People love impressions. People on the internet love impressions. You go to fucking YouTube. That's the fucking, like, boom. You fucking. So if I could put, like, drunk cast impression in the meta.
Oh, so you just want people to,
you know,
you want me to,
and fucking Saps,
to actually improve?
Well, no, because it doesn't matter whether you can actually do one or not. If Saps can fucking get that in the meta keywords, and then they see, oh, drunk cast impression, and then it could be a fucking horrible impression.
No, well, let me think, like, all right, let's do the reverse of that. Do you know any celebrity that sounds like me?
No.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm a totally independent voice that nobody else sounds like.
I can't do any without, like, the actual, like quote in front of me. I can't do any without the actual quote.
No, that's the thing. Is like, I can only go into Sean Connery if I, like, do a James Bond quote or something. Right. Like, or something from, what's the name of them? The Rock or something like that. Like, that's I can.
Right. Oh, well, yeah. It's like,
winners go home and fuck the plum.
There you go. That's pretty good. That's the thing.
But yeah, I have to have like that one line. But after that one line, you can go into it.
I can't.
Like, you can get the voice and you can go into it. But that's why I give a lot of props to actual voice actors, because they, without anything to guide them, can voice a character.
Well, because like, that's what they do.
But that's the thing. Actors should be able to act like that. Well, you don't have anything to voice. Like, if you look at a face, there's so many times that you're, like, not so many times, but if you overdub them, you're just like, that voice should not be coming out of that head. Like, it's wrong for certain things, like, when you look at it.
Let me see if I can give you one here, okay? You
okay,
ready?
All right.
Let me get in.
Okay, so are we going to do, is this like a thing now? It's like a whole thing. What, it's just like, I didn't know it was going to be on fucking Jimmy Fallon. Like, I have to do a fucking...
What's the deal with Uber? That was a bad side fill impression. Okay, you ready? Okay, hold on.
Yeah.
This is Jack Nicholson.
Okay.
From The Shining. Okay, there you go.
So I guess this is about movies in a vague sense. Yeah.
I physically can't do the eyebrows, so I'm like...
But nobody's going to see it. So just do... You're still putting your... Okay. All right. He's still putting his fingers on his eyebrows to do the voice of Jack Nicholson. Okay.
Let me turn away. Wendy, darling, light of my life. I'm gonna bash your head.
It's terrible.
That's probably the word.
My Sean Connery was better when I was in.
Yes,
Miss Moneypenny. I love being on the Drunk Flicks podcast.
I can't do impressions when I'm drunk. I can't do impressions when I'm drunk. I just can't do it.
Well, I mean, you have to have one. I'm drunk, and I can do it when I'm drunk. So
okay, hold on.
I have the one, but it's not even good. Like, I'm trying to think of somebody else I could do, and it's all I've got is Sean Connery. Like, that's all I can do.
Oh, hold on. I got one.
Okay,
I got one.
All right,
give me some filler here.
For what character? I can't filler. Okay, Bullock. I have a knife. It come to me now. Like that's terrible. Like, that's a terrible Al Swearengen. Like, I can't do it. But
well, you know, like, pussy's half off.
Yeah. Next 15 minutes.
The dude.
No. It's the New York dude.
Yeah, the New York.
The New York dude.
They threw off the fucking game.
Yeah.
Are they actually going to make that? That's your filler. Tell me if you think they're actually going to make that.
Oh, the new Deadwood movie?
No.
I don't believe anything that they say about Deadwood movies. Never.
True.
Never. I will never believe them, because it's all I want for television. Like, I could say Game of Thrones could burn to the ground and die.
Die. He's totally, like, spoiler alert, and he's totally fucking the dude from, dude. And he's totally the guy from before.
Game of Thrones.
He's totally the dude that reveals Jon Snow's mom, right?
I would travel back in time and stop Game of Thrones from happening if it meant that I got another season of Deadwood.
Oh, I fucking love Deadwood, man. I would take Deadwood over probably 90% of television.
Every percent of television.
I don't know if it's every percent, but 90%.
Give me one show. Give me one
that's
show.
On right now?
That's ever been on.
Oh, well, ever been on's hard. I mean,
Deadwood is my favorite show that's been produced. Including The Wire. I love The Wire.
This thing, I would never turn The Wire down for
Deadwood.
But, I mean, again, talking about...
Well, fuck you,
like,
and fuck your horse that you rode in on, and fuck everything to do with your horse.
You're talking me all wrong.
I fucking love Omar. Omar coming.
Oh, indeed.
I love fucking indeed. Omar. I love The Wire. I love what The Wire did as far as...
My nigga.
As far as every social...
The Wire is probably top 10 shows
As far as social aspects... are concerned, like, everything it touched, like, wakened people up to what was actually happening in Baltimore at that time, and now. And it's a fantastic show. But nothing will ever beat the first episode of the second season of Deadwood.
What was that? I don't remember.
Bullock,
I'll note when you explain it.
Bullock had just finished fucking the Widow Garrett.
I love Bullock because he's me.
Really? You identify with Bullock?
Oh, I'm totally fucking Bullock. The great characteristic about Bullock, played by the amazing Timothy Olyphantastic, is he fucking reacts. He's a reactionary. He doesn't think. He just does, you know? And
wouldn't that be an actionary?
Yeah, he's an actor. He's not a reactionary.
Okay.
Yes.
So he's an actor.
I'm not a reactionary. I'm an actionary. And that's why I relate to him. Let me give you an example. At an unnamed bar in Louisville, place that I go to frequently. And so I wouldn't say I'm the norm. There's probably more norms than me.
So you're a regular
place, but yeah, I'm like maybe a Cliff.
You're telling me you're a regular,
right? Maybe I'm a Cliff Clavin, but I'm not a norm. I'm not like, you know, when I walk in, they're like, Mike. Yeah, they're not that, but I'm known. And so I like to go there and sing karaoke.
Okay.
I'm that kind of guy. I like to sing songs.
How does... all right. Relate
I'm the
this...
piano man.
Quickly relate this to Seth Bullock.
Don't worry. I'm relating it to Seth Bullock. So let's pretend that Seth Bullock likes to go to do karaoke. Right?
Okay.
He's got the mustache, you know?
Yeah.
He parts it perfectly.
Yeah.
And he goes to do karaoke. What do you think... What song do you think Seth Bullock karaoke's?
Karaoke's?
Yeah.
Maybe
the Thunder Roads?
No. I'd say... Dead or Alive.
I'll go with that. Bon Jovi?
Yeah.
I'll go with that.
I'd go with Dead or Alive for Seth Bullock.
Because I'm a cowboy.
Yeah.
On a steel horse I ride. Yeah, right. I got that. So, so that's me. Yeah. Seth Bullock. I'm singing fucking... We're kind of like, you know, virgin. I'm Seth Bullock. I'm singing fucking Dead or Alive. And there's this guy. There's this dude. New York dude. There's this New York dude. And the entire night, to not just me... But, you know, to Al Swearengen, the widow, what's her name? Widow Garrett, my wife, and played by Ann Gunner or whatever.
Yeah, I can't remember her name.
They're up there fucking, you know, and my wife's up there singing fucking some fucking Anaconda, some super bass.
Yeah.
You know, Widow Garrett's up there singing some fucking, you know, some Queen Bee. I don't know why they're all singing rap.
You have no idea what this character is, do you?
I do.
This analogy...
I'm just trying to translate
this analogy doesn't make any sense.
I'm just trying to translate them into modern times. So, but I'm up there...
This is why you like Batman versus Superman, and
exactly.
I hate it.
Exactly.
Because you... So, like, there's... And, like, none of this... The analogies don't make any fucking sense.
Makes sense. Let me pull back. But I'm up there. I'm keeping it real. I'm going to
make
fucking,
this happen.
And I want it, dead or alive. But while I'm singing that, this dude, New York dude's in my fucking ear because he thinks he can sing it better, but he can't. But he thinks he can sing it better, and he's in my ear, and he's singing it, right? The entire chorus. And then when I get to the end of the chorus, he licks my earlobe. True story. that happened. Now, what do you think Seth Bullock would do in that situation?
You punch him in the face.
Okay, that basically happened.
You can't basically punch somebody.
Hypothetically, hold on. For legal reasons, hypothetically, that's what happened.
Do you realize what you just did?
Hypothetically,
say the word. I was going to say the word no, and then that, like, because you have. Okay, Seth Bullock, a guy insulted him in the street with three lines, and the guy that insulted him owns the town.
Yes, true.
He comes up. And I'm talking about the episode that is the best episode.
You're talking about the dude here.
Yeah, I'm talking about, no. No, the New York dude is not even in this episode.
No, sorry, I had a like flashback to Big Lebowski.
Yeah, it's fine. It's whatever you're talking about. Oh, God, this is terrible. Anyway, so
sometimes,
Seth gets insulted. No, I'm talking about your analogy.
Right.
Seth gets insulted. While he's walking down the street for not doing his job as sheriff,
right,
of the town, like a guy comes out on the and he's walking down the street and he comes out on a balcony and he's just like, basically, he's just like, sheriff, you're not doing your fucking job because you're fucking a girl that's not your wife,
right?
And he gets fucking angry.
Who's now on House of Spades?
House of Cards.
Sorry.
That
was a little racist.
No, he's going to be part of Game of Thrones.
She's on House of Cards.
She is. Yeah. And she's fucking gorgeous. I love her. It's whatever. Anyway, so he gets angry about being called out. So he comes up into the saloon owner's office.
Yeah.
Calls him out on it and then fights him. Then and there.
Right.
Your
right.
story nothing to do with any of that. So he insulted you.
I'm going to tell you what song it was.
For what reason?
I was singing the song.
I'm apparently really close to this mic.
No, you're good.
It's
really loud.
Okay. Tell me how this is any way analogous.
Okay. You know the band, it's not. You know the band Muse. There's a song called Supernova.
Okay.
And hold on.
Like the Hurricane Supernova?
No. And I was doing the karaoke for the song, and he had done this to other people where they were up there singing the songs and he thought, I know this song better. And he would get in their ear, got to the chorus, and I was just kind of trying to ignore him. And then he like did a little like lick of my eardrum. My earlobe. And that was the same thing.
Do you understand what a metaphor is?
Right, exactly.
Do you, like, I don't think you do, because that's nothing like what I just described.
It's the exact same thing.
It's not at all.
If you translated that situation to Old West.
It is not at all.
You had Seth Bullock walking down the road.
What you described.
Seth Bullock walking down the road is him doing karaoke. It's the same thing. And then... The other dude.
There's no New York dude now.
In the show, he's dead. Yes,
he got stabbed to death in his bed.
I'm just trying to.
No, he got tossed off a cliff. That's how he died.
That's how the Widow Douglas ended up with Seth Bullock. Okay, let's
Garrett.
Let's Douglas. Where the fuck am I getting Douglas?
Why are you talking to me about Deadwood? You will lose, sir. You will lose.
Where am I getting the Widow Douglas at?
I don't know where you're getting any of this. It doesn't make sense. That is not analogous to what happened in your life at all.
Where's your phone at?
In my pocket.
Search Widow Douglas while I'm talking.
I will not.
So,
because I'm lazy.
In 1890, there was no karaoke.
Okay.
So I'm saying, like, if you translated what happened to me... to 1890, just like, you know, people didn't say motherfucker or dude or whatever, or cocksucker.
You're telling me that a guy that annoyed you during karaoke and then came up, like, after you started karaokeing, like, licking your eardrum is the same...
Earlobe.
...is the same as a man who runs a town...
No, he wasn't the guy that runs the town.
Al Swearengen runs the town.
No, but he wasn't Al Swearengen.
Who is he?
Al Swearengen is like the karaoke DJ.
You didn't say, you said.
No, this guy is like the dude that shot Bill Hickok.
Okay.
This guy's like the guy that shot Bill Hickok.
So and who I'm are
like,
you?
I'm Seth Bullock, and I'm are, like, fuck that guy. I'm going to go fucking hunt him down. I'm going to.
But no, because the literally the guy who shot Bill Hickok in the show, if you want to make a metaphor for a tongue in the ear, was Bill Hickok. You'd be Bill Hickok. You'd get shot.
No, I'm cool with Bill Hickok, though. Yeah, yeah. Cool.
I don't care if you're cool with. It's how a metaphor Bill works. Hickok, this is Bill, why you on, like Batman Bill, versus Superman. It's because you don't understand how metaphors
Bill,
work.
Bill Hickok would never lick in my earlobe.
No, the guy that killed him. With yeah, a gun guy.
Right
in his that's ear.
That's
this
guy. That's what I'm saying. That's the guy. That's the guy that licks my earlobe.
But you understand how a metaphor works.
And let me tell you what happened. Okay, so he licks my earlobe.
You
just like
understand
he
lost, how a metaphor works.
He licked my earlobe just like he shot Bill Hickok. So what happened when he shot Bill Hickok? He ran like a little fucking little bitch, right?
Yeah.
So this is what happened. So
but Bill Hickok died.
Hypothetically, I didn't die, thankfully, because okay. It was just a lick.
Okay. You and Zack Snyder need to have a baby, I swear to God. You just wanted to tell a story about what happened to you that had no like connection with anything that we were talking about.
I did not like Toy Story 3.
I liked it.
I didn't like the whole, like, gotta grow up, I'm a Toys R Us kid, you know, whatever angle of it.
What was that angle? Like, what said that to you?
You know, trying to be sad because he's got to give up his toys because he's growing up. I don't like that part.
But the whole point of it was that he gave up his toys. Yeah, but somebody else could experience joy from the toys that he had.
That's socialism.
Yeah, it is. You know who
and
I
I'm
am,
a socialist,
right?
And I
you
am.
You know who I am, right? Like,
but when it comes to toys,
did you invite me on this podcast or what?
I am a socialist, but when it comes to toys, I'm a hardcore capitalist.
Really?
Yeah, I'm totally free market when it comes to toys.
Why?
I don't know.
That's not even...
I don't know.
All right, I know we're,
no, okay,
we're all
in the
drunk
movie,
here, but
no,
still.
Let's,
like,
okay, in the movie, you've
what
got...
What do you hate about that movie is what I'm asking.
Because I think for most people, it like connected on some sort of like level of like, oh, I remember when I was that age and I had to give up, you know, my talk boy. Or, you know, my G.I. Joes or whatever. I didn't feel that. I feel like if I want to play G.I. Joes, I'm just going to still play G.I. Joes. I'm not going to give them to whatever brat next door that's not going to appreciate them. That's going to, like, you know, rough them up, you know.
As far as growing up, it seems like a like an expansion of the world.
What was your favorite toy? Between whatever age and you remember.
My favorite toy that I remember, like, can it be general or just one specific thing?
Whatever you, like, if you think back to your...
Legos would always be, like, that's, I love, you can...
You played with Legos more than anything.
Yeah, more than anything else. Yeah, Legos.
Legos! I will say that probably my...
I'm extremely looking forward to keep this on a film perspective. The Lego Batman movie.
Because I'm sure that's right up your
alley. It's going to be better than
I disagree, though. Most Batman movies. I did like that trailer. I will admit I did like that trailer.
Okay, but anyways, we're talking about toys. So what would yours be
besides? Well, okay, well, we're talking about kids, right?
Yeah.
Kid toys.
Yeah. No, well, when you asked me when I was a kid, what was my favorite toy?
We're not talking about adult toys.
Yeah.
My kid toys.
What was your favorite toy?
When I was a kid, my favorite toy was probably G.I. Joe.
G.I. Joe?
Okay. And when we were kids,
yeah,
G.I. Joes were cool. They didn't have like the fucking like push a button and they jerk. They jerk. You know, you fucking articulated and you decided what they were going to do.
Yeah, yeah.
There was no kung fu grip. There was, right. So probably G.I. Joe.
I didn't do G.I. Joe. Ninja Turtles?
I had a lot of Ninja Turtles. I had a lot of fucking Micro Machines. I like Micro Machines
as well.
had a lot of fucking WWF at the time. WWF fucking.
See, I wasn't big into wrestling.
Well, here's the thing. So I bought. I'm still
not into wrestling.
Parent bought, you know, the WWF figures, but then they bought the ring. Mm. But then I just used the ring for the G.I. Joe figures.
Yeah. Or the turtle figures.
I made my own fucking gimmicks up. Yeah. I didn't give two shits about fucking Ultimate Warrior. I fucking pinned Ultimate Warrior with fucking Raphael. I didn't give two shits.
Yeah.
Bam.
A thing that happened that never got traction and never actually like occurred during my youth that I really wish would have been a thing.
With these two Utes?
Dino Riders.
I fucking remember Dino Riders. Do you remember...
The pilot of Dino Riders. I really wanted that to be... Because it was a perfect, like, conglomeration of everything that I liked. Because the animation was a lot like Thundercats, which I hated. But I liked Dino Riders. I think that that was something that the 1980s deserved to have and rejected.
It's the toy that they needed, but not the one
they deserved. Yeah.
And then, would you say, what was the one with the fucking hologram? Do you remember what I'm talking about?
Oh, shit. With the fucking animal hologram? God damn it.
Yeah. God
damn. I know what you're talking about.
God damn it. Ah, shit. It's going to piss me off. I can't remember it.
The duck dance. We were talking about recent movies that we watched.
No, but you're forgetting.
And we got on to Dino Riders, and we're not talking about any movie in particular.
No, we were trying to figure out what this 80s cartoon is, and I got it. You know what? I didn't even have to look it up. It just lightning bolt struck my brain, and you know what the word was? Visionaries.
Is that the thing?
Yeah, visionaries.
Nobody cares.
They had the They had the chest.
I'm glad that you're not going to like claw your eyes out because you can't remember. You know what? This is going to be totally disparaging toward you. The entire reason that I wanted to be on this podcast is because I really like movies and I really like talking about movies, and we spent maybe 15 minutes talking about movies.
You know what the fucked up shit is? So you might make it seem like we've talked about movies for 30 minutes.
But it's talked about nothing.
Right.
Like there's nothing.
Nothing.
We don't discuss anything even remotely akin to like I wanted to like have a couple shots, get drunk, and talk about my favorite
but
subject.
But that's the funny thing about that is like so with other of your episode. We got drunk, then watched a movie, then tried to talk about it, and it was like fucking...
It's a train wreck. This entire thing has been a train wreck into a tire fire.
We both saw the movie twice.
Yeah.
Before getting
We could have honestly had a discussion about the movie.
Could have. Then got
and
drunk.
And it's a movie worthy of having a discussion about.
Then got drunk, and then attempted to talk about it.
So...
And at several
points, so at that point, do you agree with me that it would be a movie worth talking about?
Sure, I will. You know what?
This is ridiculous.
USA Soviet Union truce. Do you agree?
Agreeing to disagree is like saying, "Well, I give up."
So this has been episode at least part two of, I think so. We'll see what happens of Drunk Flicks with my guest.
Put your name on it. Tony Beard.
We had audience/ Eric Gray that was kind of in the background.
I just wanted to talk about movies.
Well, we drank.
And you're killing me.
You You're killing me, Smalls.
Fucking killing me. Literally, this is the worst thing I've ever done.
And we're clear.